made the run. Dubravka's spilt it. And it's off the line, but eventually in. Joe Ironside puts Cambridge United in front, and the cup upset is on.
Welcome back to the All Things Football podcast. It's been a weekend of giant killings in the FA Cup. A huge congratulations to those teams who knocked out higher league opposition. Our roundup of the FA Cup third round, and as ever, we had games in the EFL and non-league. So when I come back, let's round up those FA Cup third round ties. FA Cup third round weekend is here finally, one of the most joyous parts of the calendar in football seasons that I do enjoy. An opportunity for lower league clubs to test their wits against the bigger sides. And there's no better feeling when a giant killing happens. And that is exactly what we had in the FA Cup third round this weekend. And we had a fair few shocks to go with it. You heard at the beginning, you heard a little clip at the beginning, and that was Cambridge United's goal at St James's Park, courtesy of Match of the Day's highlights there. Let's see how they got on in a little while. But let's start off with the fixture that got it all underway over the weekend, and that was down at the County Ground. League Two, Swindon Town facing off against the champions of England in Manchester City. They last met in the FA Cup in 2002 with Manchester City winning on the day. How did it fare this time round? Swindon Town won, Manchester City 4. A fantastic game and the great scenes. I've got to be said, it's the fantastic scenes when Swindon Town scored. They've been through a rough ride in the last sort of 12 months, and you could see the joy just facing the champions of England at their home and then getting a goal against them. That's probably more than anything that they would have wanted. So fair play to Swindon Town, but Manchester City, they do progress through to the next round. So let's start off with the giant killings. Some of them are giant killings, some of them are just cup shots due to where they are in the league and things like that. But let's head to Turf Moor. Premier League's Burnley facing off against Championship Huddersfield Town. These two have met in the FA Cup before. You have to go back to 1972 for the last meeting between these sides. And as I said, there was a shock. Burnley 1, Huddersfield Town 2. Burnley of the Premier League knocked out at the third round stage. Huddersfield Town advancing to that fourth round meeting. And we've got the draw that's been made, and we'll cover that at the end of this roundup here. Next up is League 2's Hartlepool United, and they faced off against Championship Blackpool. They've never met in the FA Cup. This is their first meeting since 2017. And Hartlepool United of League 2 got the victory 2-1. Over Blackpool. Hartlepool advancing to the fourth round. Now let's go for some non-league teams. National League Premier side Boreham Wood facing off against League One's AFC Wimbledon. This is their first meeting in the FA Cup, these two sides. Boreham Wood are doing exceptionally well in the National League, currently unbeaten, looking for a chance to enter the Football League for the first time. And they got a win. They did win, and it was Boreham Wood 2, AFC Wimbledon 0. Two fantastic goals, great atmosphere to see down at a non-league ground, and good to see Boreham Wood head into the fourth round of the Cup. Probably the biggest giant killing of the weekend, along with the one that happened at St James's Park, but National League North side, good old Kidderminster Harriers, faced up against Championship Reading. Again, her first meeting between these two in the FA Cup, and Kidderminster Harriers got the victory. They head into the fourth round of the FA Cup. 2-1 victory over Reading. 35 years since they last graced this round of the FA Cup, but fair play to the team from the Midlands, Kidderminster Harriers, going through to the fourth round. Let's talk about St James's Park. 52,000 people in attendance, 5,200 making the trip up from Cambridge. And you heard it. It was the first meeting. This was their first meeting in the FA Cup. They hadn't met since 1993 in the league, and that was in the old First Division. And there was a debut as well. A debut was to be had. Kieran Trippier made his debut for Newcastle United. And I've got to say, it was a strong team that Newcastle United put out. But what an absolute fantastic effort from Cambridge United. They ran out with that Ironside goal that you heard at the beginning of the show. Newcastle United 0. Cambridge United 1. That's two Premier League sides now that have headed out, Burnley and Newcastle United so far. Is there any more to be had? We shall see. Lancashire Affair, League One's Wigan Athletic facing off a very, very strong Tony Mowbray team at the minute with Blackburn Rovers in the Championship. These two have met in the FA Cup, last met in 1998 with Blackburn Rovers winning that tie. Unfortunately, on this occasion, it was the League One side that got the victory. Wigan Athletic 3, Blackburn Rovers 2, and some fantastic goals. I've got to say, the third Wigan Athletic goal. Great composure from the young lads. I believe he came through from the academy as well, but fantastic play there and a 3-2 victory for Wigan Athletic. And then finally, we've got Championship Birmingham City facing off against League One's Plymouth Argyle. Another first meeting. These two have never met in the FA Cup, and this was their opportunity today. And it was the League One side that got the victory, heading through to the fourth round of the FA Cup. Birmingham City 0 and Plymouth Argyle 1. Further fixtures that we've had then in the FA Cup over the weekend. We had Championship Bristol City facing off against Championship Fulham, with Fulham picking up the victory there. That was their first meeting in the FA Cup since 1989, with Bristol City winning on that day. But for Fulham advancing at this stage. It did take extra time for Fulham on this occasion. Another Championship all-affair, Coventry City versus Derby County. They last met in 1998 in the FA Cup. Coventry City won on that day. And they did today as well. Coventry City 1, Derby County 0. League 2, Mansfield Town against Middlesbrough. Last met in the 2008 in the FA Cup, with Middlesbrough winning on that day. No difference here. Middlesbrough 3, Mansfield Town 2. Got to say, it looked like Mansfield might pull this off and come back with a great escape. However, Middlesbrough did win it in the end, advancing to that fourth round. Now, we did have a game on the telly, and that was Championship's Millwall against Crystal Palace. Millwall taking the lead, but Crystal Palace showing the Premier League quality with a 2-1 victory. These two last met in the FA Cup in 1985, even before I was around. Those two met last time. Game of the weekend for me, and that was at Oakwell. Championship's Barnsley facing off against League Two's Barrow. This was, these two have actually met in the FA Cup previously. Going back 1969 is when they last faced off against each other. But a game that I've got to be said, a massive round of applause to Barrow, got to be said. They went down to 10 men quite early on, and all their goals came with 10 men. But Barnsley did eventually win. The legs did run out for the League Two's Barrow, and it was a 5-4 victory for Barnsley heading through. All Premier League affair, Leicester City and Watford, Claudio Ranieri returning to the King Power Stadium. First meeting for these two in the FA Cup since 1982. Leicester City won on that day, and Leicester City won this time. They advanced to the fourth round with a 4-1 victory over Leicester City. Championship Peterborough United facing off against League Two's Bristol Rovers. These two last met in 1968. Bristol Rovers won on that day. Peterborough United, though, they've advanced. The Championship side won 2-1. Over Bristol Rovers. League Two versus Premier League, Port Vale versus Brentford. This is their first meeting in the FA Cup. However, they did meet in the league not so long ago in 2014. However, the Premier League side did show their quality, a 4-1 victory over Port Vale. Brentford advancing to the fourth round of the Cup. Now, the only game in the third round that required penalties, this was the first meeting in the FA Cup between QPR and Rotherham United. The Championship side did come out on top over penalties. It was a 1-1 in normal time, but an 8-7 victory on penalties for QPR over Rotherham United. Championship versus Premier League again. West Bromwich Albion 1, Brighton and Hove Albion 2. These two actually met not quite a few seasons ago, actually, 2019. Brighton and Hove won that tie over on a replay. But Brighton, again, won this time. 10-man West Brom just couldn't hold on, but a 2-1 victory for Brighton and Hove Albion. Now, a team that has been leading the way in National League Premier was Chesterfield. They headed to Stamford Bridge, home of the European champions. And it was Chelsea 5, Chesterfield 1. These two have met in the FA Cup previously, back in 1950, with Chelsea winning on the day. Chelsea win this time. But I did see a tweet from Chesterfield, which was good. How good is it to score a goal against the European champions? Again, very much like the Swindon moment, really. Just the fact that they managed to get a goal. And I've got to say, there was some lower league sides that did play some big clubs this weekend, and they did manage to get some goals. And we've got some more coming up in a little bit later on. Another TV game, Championship versus Premier League, Hull City versus Everton. Last met in 1964 in the FA Cup. Everton won on that day. No difference here. A fantastic winning goal from Townsend for Everton. 3-2 on the night for them. Championship versus Premier League again. First FA Cup meeting, actually. This is quite a good one for these two. Swansea City and Southampton. All the goals again. Swansea 2, Southampton 3. They advance to the fourth round of the FA Cup. Now, National League Premier aside, Yeovil Town faced off against Championship AFC Bournemouth. They did meet in 1970, but that was back when Bournemouth, oh, God, I'm trying to think of their name. It was Bournemouth and Boscombe Athletics. That was the last time they met in the FA Cup, was 1970. Obviously, Bournemouth are now called AFC Bournemouth. It's the same side, so they have met competitively in the FA Cup. But Yeovil Town won, AFC Bournemouth 3, and that rounds up the action from Friday and Saturday's games. Now, we do have a game that's currently playing at this moment. It's Nottingham Forest and Arsenal. They're currently live on the television, and like I mentioned, the fourth round draw has also been made as well. So let's go through the fixtures that did take place today. A first meeting in the FA Cup for Championship Luton Town as they faced off against League Two's Harrogate Town. A 4-0 victory for Luton Town on the tie. Championship All-Affair, Cardiff City and Preston North End. First meeting in the FA Cup as well. This game actually went to extra time with Cardiff City just nicking it in that additional period. 2-1 victory for Cardiff, and they again head to the fourth round. League One versus Premier League. Charlton Athletic, Norwich City. Last met in 2009 in the FA Cup with Charlton Athletic winning that tie. Unfortunately, not on this occasion as the Premier League side, Norwich City, ran out 1-0 victors over their counterparts. Now, Premier League versus League One, Shrewsbury Town heading back to Anfield. Now, this is their fourth meeting in the FA Cup and the first one since just a couple of years ago, actually. 2020, they last played each other, and it was at Anfield as well. But Liverpool 4, Shrewsbury Town 1. Another goal for Shrewsbury Town at Anfield. Probably the scenes again, as you can imagine, it's great scoring against the top side, especially when you're down in League One as also. Now, Championship League 2 this time, Stoke City and Leyton Orient. First meeting between the two in the FA Cup, with Stoke City running out winners. Now, I honestly thought that we may get a shock here. I couldn't believe it. I was out at the time. But Premier League's Tottenham faced off against League 1's Morecambe. Now, this was the first meeting, and I was quite shocked to see after the 33rd minute, Morecambe had gone ahead. And every time I kept checking, they were still 1-0 ahead. But got home, saw the result. Tottenham do advance. 3-1 victors on the day. Fair play to Morecambe, going to that stadium, getting a goal, and giving a little bit of a scare, actually. By the sounds of it, they needed the big boys to come on the pitch and sort it all out for Tottenham. But they do advance. Premier League Championship, Wolves, Sheffield United. Last met in 1966 in the FA Cup, with Wolves winning on the day. And again, no difference on this occasion at Molineux. Wolves 3, Sheffield United 0 on that one. Massive attendance at the London Stadium. Huge following, as ever, from the team from Yorkshire, Leeds United. They last met in 1930 in the FA Cup, and West Ham won that day 4-1. West Ham 2, Leeds United 0. They advance through to the next round of the FA Cup. And as I mentioned, we do have a game that's currently going on. It is Nottingham Forest versus Arsenal, just coming up to half time there. And it's currently 0-0 between the two sides. So 0-0. Arsenal playing in an all-white strip today. If you haven't seen, for the reasons, just check it out for yourself. It's for a really good cause. Idris Elba is part of the go-to behind the reasoning. It's all to do with helping take knife crime, any crime, actually, from London. But a really good thing there for Arsenal. But Nottingham Forest 0, Arsenal 0 at the moment. These two last met in 2018, actually, and it was, I do remember it well. It was Nottingham Forest. They actually won on that day. It was a 4-2 victory for them. Really good performance. And at the minute, 40 minutes gone, 0-0 still there as well. And then we do have the fixture on Monday night, which is Manchester United versus Aston Villa, and you can catch that on the telly. I thought the FA Cup draw would happen then, but it's actually happened already. So let's take a look at the FA Cup fourth round. And I've already got my eyes on some of the TV selections. We'll see, won't we? We'll see whether they are chosen or not. So fourth round, we've got Crystal Palace versus Hartlepool United. AFC Bournemouth will play Boreham Wood. Huddersfield Town versus Barnsley. Peterborough United versus Queen's Park Rangers. All Championship affair there. And the reward for beating Newcastle is Cambridge United. They do get a home tie, but they will place off against Championship Luton Town in the next round. Southampton versus Coventry City. Chelsea will now play Plymouth Argyle in the next round. Everton versus Brentford. Kidderminster Harriers do get their awards. They do get a Premier League side. This one has to be selected for the television. Kidderminster Harriers will play West Ham United at Agborough. Good luck if you live in that area trying to get a ticket for that one. Manchester United or Aston Villa, they will face Middlesbrough in the next round. Tottenham Hotspur's reward for beating Morecambe is a fixture against Brighton and Hove Albion. Liverpool will have Cardiff City visit Anfield. Stoke City versus Wigan Athletic. Forest or Arsenal, they will face off against Leicester City. Manchester City will place Fulham and Wolverhampton Wanderers will play Norwich City. Normally, I would have a bit of an idea of who I think would win the FA Cup, but I'm not too sure on this stage. But however, it is fantastic to see the FA Cup back. Let me know, who do you think is your winner for the FA Cup this season? Can Leicester City make it 2 out of 2? Or would it be the normal, usual suspects that normally win the FA Cup? We shall see. Really excited. Really good to see some giant killings as well in the FA Cup. And good luck to all those sides that did beat top opposition in their leagues. But when we come back, let's round up EFL League One. Six games played across EFL League One, and we did in fact have a 12:30 kickoff, which was live on the telly, and it was one probably not to have been missed. Late drama, two teams fighting for promotion back to the EFL Championship, one that has only just returned back. It was down at Adams Park. Wycombe Wanderers and Sunderland faced off, both looking to continue with an unbeaten record so far. And the result paid tribute, really, two on both. Wycombe Wanderers 3, Sunderland 3. And as I mentioned, there was some late drama. Heavy stoppage time at Adams Park. Wycombe Wanderers getting the equaliser in the dying moments there. Wycombe 3, Sunderland 3. That leaves Sunderland 10 unbeaten in the league at the moment. Wycombe Wanderers, that's two unbeaten for yourself. So starting to build a little bit of form after a dip before the year was out. The second game in the league was playoff hopefuls, and that was Oxford United. They travelled to Sinsel Bank to play Lincoln City, and a team that have been struggling as of late, and that was Lincoln City, and they got all 3 points. Lincoln City 2, Oxford United 0. Lincoln City move back outside of the relegation zone. Oxford United, you remain in fifth in the playoffs. Another team vouching for a position to try and get into the playoffs and to return back to EFL Championship after some fair time away was MK Dons. And they played mid-table Accrington Stanley, and the points were shared here. Accrington Stanley 1, MK Dons 1 there. Ipswich Town under new management, under Kieran McKenna, some really good form as of late. They currently sit in 10th position and they got an emphatic away victory at struggling Steve Evans Gillingham. Gillingham 0, Ipswich Town 4. I hope the weather was good for them because the Priestfield Stadium down at Gillingham, the away end, is very open. So if the heavens opened, those Ipswich Town fans would have got soaked down there. But a fantastic victory nevertheless as they stomped to a 4-0 victory down there. Now, a team that has been doing very well, two teams that are doing very well in terms of mid-table action, and they faced off 1-12, 1-13, both unbeaten at the moment. And this game just extended that unbeaten run to two games each for Burton Albion and Cheltenham Town. And they both got the points shared there. Cheltenham Town 1, Burton Albion 1. And then the final fixture that was played in EFL League One was a basement battle. Both teams looking to make sure that they get all 3 points. Doncaster 0, Fleetwood Town 1. Fleetwood Town under Stephen Craney, who is now the permanent manager there. Doncaster, with their recent Gary McSheffrey appointment on a full-time basis, they are still bottom. Doncaster, 3 losses now on the bounce for them. Fleetwood Town move outside of the relegation zone. Some unbeaten records still there. Rotherham United obviously didn't play. They were in the FA Cup action. We spoke about those a little bit earlier on. Wigan Athletic the same, and Plymouth Argyle, those teams there, all in FA Cup action. So let's quickly round up the table as it stands with those fixtures that were played today. Rotherham United and Sunderland still 1-2. Wycombe Wanderers, Wigan Athletic, Oxford United, Plymouth Argyle make up those playoff spots. MK Dons, Portsmouth, Sheffield Wednesday, Ipswich Town, Accrington Stanley, Burton Albion make up the top half of EFL League One. Into the bottom half, Cheltenham Town, Charlton Athletic, Shrewsbury Town, Cambridge United. Who are my team of the day? In terms of a giant killing, what a fantastic performance. 5,200 Cambridge United fans travelled to a packed St James's Park to see them do a giant killing over Newcastle United. And they are in 16th position and a place in the fourth round. 17th, we've got Bolton Wanderers. 18th, AFC Wimbledon, who themselves were beaten by a lower league opposition in Boreham Wood in 18th position. 19th, as mentioned, a brilliant win for Lincoln City. 20th, Fleetwood Town with a victory as well. Morecambe in 21st, Gillingham in 22nd, Crewe Alexandra 23rd, and Doncaster Rovers with those three losses on the bounce down in 24th. There were some games in EFL League Two. When I come back, let's round up the action. Moving on to EFL League Two, only the five games took place in this league today. And let's start with the team that are pushing a little bit of form at the moment. They are seven unbeaten in the league, and that is the team from Wirral, Tranmere Rovers. They played Scunthorpe United today at Prenton Park, and that was Tranmere Rovers 4, Scunthorpe United 0. A fantastic win there, seven unbeaten in second position, trying to push and close that gap on Forest Green Rovers. Two teams, one in form, one not in form at the moment, as Northampton Town played a Crawley Town team that are on a bit of a run at the moment. And the Cobblers, two losses on the bounce now for yourself. Northampton 0, Crawley Town 1. That means four unbeaten now for Crawley Town, who still sit in 11th position in the league. That's four unbeaten for them. Three wins on the bounce, one draw. Great stuff by John Yems and his team. Now, just one team from the playoff positions played, and that was Newport County 0, Salford City 2. Newport County currently still 7th position in EFL League 2, with Salford City now 12th in the league. 2 unbeaten. These wins are needed now in this next part of the season to make sure that they can close the gap on those playoff spots. Next game, team struggling. Well, I say they're struggling. They're in 19th position. They're currently 3 unbeaten in the league. If it wasn't for that loss a couple of weeks ago, they would have been 5 unbeaten, and that is Carlisle United, and they hosted a Bradford City team currently in 14th position, and they got all 3 points. Carlisle United, Carlisle 2, Bradford City 0. A bit of a dip in form for Bradford City, which is something that they probably didn't want after coming off a really good unbeaten run themselves, but a 2-0 loss nevertheless up in Cumbria for those. And then the final game of the day, another team that's struggling in EFL League 2, and that is Stevenage. Stevenage 3, Walsall 1. Stevenage still under the caretaker guidership of Selim Benakur for themselves, but a 3-1 victory over Walsall. A Walsall team that was in a bit of form as of late. They got them, pushed themselves a little bit up the league off the back of three games unbeaten for themselves, but that loss has come, and a 3-1 loss for Walsall over Stevenage. In terms of the league, that's all the games that were played. Let's quickly round up the table in itself. So top of the table is Forest Green Rovers in second position. We've got Tranmere and then Northampton Town in those playoffs. Sutton United, Swindon Town, Port Vale and Newport County. 8th through to 12th, we've got Exeter City, Mansfield Town, Leighton Orient, Crawley Town and Salford City. In 13th, Harrogate Town, Bradford City, Walsall, Hartlepool United, Rochdale, Bristol Rovers, Carlisle United, as I mentioned, 3 unbeaten at the moment for themselves, Barrow, Stevenage and Colchester United. In the relegation zone, Scunthorpe United, 2 losses on the bounce, sit in 23rd, and then Oldham Athletic prop up EFL League 2. But Oldham Athletic are on the back of 2 unbeaten, but no games for them this weekend. Now, there were some games in non-league. We did have some representation. We heard it earlier in the FA Cup, and what a fantastic weekend it has been for non-league football and their representatives. So when we come back, let's round up the National League Premier, North and South, and see how the other leagues are doing in non-league. Moving on to the National League Premier and just the top 7 positions we cover here on the All Things Football podcast. And that is, we have brand new leaders, and that is FC Halifax Town. And that reason has happened because Chesterfield were playing at Stamford Bridge, and we covered that action earlier for Chesterfield. What a fantastic feeling it must still have been to score a goal at the European Champions. But for FC Halifax Town, they are currently 6 unbeaten, and they extended that with an emphatic 4-0 victory over Eastleigh. Eastleigh fans, you are down in 13th position in National League Premier. Moving on to Chesterfield, as we mentioned, they were in FA Cup action. Bromley in third, they played Solihull Moors, and Bromley got a win that was needed for themselves off the back of a loss last week. Bromley 2, Solihull Moors 1. In fourth position, Dagenham and Redbridge, they went down to Devon to play Torquay United. Torquay 2, Dagenham and Redbridge 2. That is 5 now unbeaten for Dagenham and Redbridge. Those were the only sides to play in the top 7 positions in National League Premier. But you know what? Let's just cover the table anyway for each and every team that are in there. As mentioned, FC Halifax Town in first position, Chesterfield and Bromley in the playoff semi-finals. Dagenham and Redbridge, Wrexham, Boreham Wood and Notts County in the playoff positions to qualify for those semi-finals. Eighth and ninth, we've got Stockport County, Solihull Moors, Grimsby Town, Yeovil Town and Torquay United make up the top half of National League Premier. Eastleigh, Woking, Barnet, Altrincham, Aldershot Town, Welston, Southend United and Maidenhead United prop up that table. But in the bottom three positions, it is as you were in National League Premier, and that is Weymouth, Kinsland Town and Dover Athletic. Into the National League North, pretty heavy fixture list today in that league, but starting with the league leaders, and that was Brackley Town, that they continued. Brackley Town 1, Hereford 0 there. Two teams, second and third, faced off against each other up in the northeast, and that is Gateshead and Chorley. Chorley with the victory, a 1-0 victory up in the northeast. Gateshead 0, Chorley 1. That is 7 unbeaten now for Chorley, and they sit in second. As for Gateshead, they're in third position, but that's 2 losses now on the bounce for themselves. And then the final team that played in the top 7 was Boston United. They crop up the playoffs in 7th position. They went to Gloucester City, a Gloucester City that has a little bit of resurgence as of late. They're just slowly climbing back up the table after a poor run of form at the start of the season. But it was a ball draw. Gloucester City 0, Boston United 0. So let's cover the table for the National League North. Brackley Town, Chorley and Gateshead in those top 3 positions. AFC Fylde, Kidderminster Harriers, the Giant Killers in 5th position in National League North. Southport in 6th and Boston United in 7th. Curzon Ashton, Spennymoor Town, Darlington, Alfreton Town and York City make up the top half of National League North. Kettering Town, Leamington, Chester, Hereford, Gloucester City, Bradford Park Avenue, Blyth Spartans, Guiseley, Farsley City and still propping up the table is AFC Telford United in National League North. Over to the National League South, and we have got a full round of fixtures here. Let's start with the league leaders. That is Ebbsfleet United, currently 5 unbeaten in the league. They went to Hemel Hempstead and they got all 3 points as normal. Hemel Hempstead 1, Ebbsfleet United 3. Another team that are right in form at the moment, and that is Maidstone. They are in second position, 8 unbeaten at the moment. They went to bottom of the table. Billericay could have been a bit of an upset here, but Billericay 1, Maidstone 1, a point for the bottom table. What a cracking point that is for Billericay. They need all the points that they can get at the moment. In third position, Dorking Wanderers, who are scoring plenty of goals at the minute. They are 5 unbeaten. Dorking Wanderers 2, Braintree Town 1. Into fourth position, we've got Oxford City 0, Eastbourne Borough 2. In fifth, we've got Dartford. Dartford 1, Dulwich Hamlet 1. Another battle of the playoff positions there as Dartford in fifth and Dulwich Hamlet are in seventh. And let's round up the last team, which is in sixth, and that is Chippenham Town. Emphatic home victory. Chippenham Town 6, Slough Town 1. Those are the top 7 positions already covered. I don't need to repeat myself for those. In eighth, St Albans City, Hungerford Town, Havant and Waterlooville, Slough Town and Concord Rangers make up the top 12 positions. Eastbourne Borough, Hampton and Richmond, Bath City, Hemel Hempstead, Chelmsford City, Welling United, Tonbridge Angels and Braintree Town. And we mentioned a little bit earlier on in 21st, the only relegation position in National League South, and that is Billericay Town. Now, there were some fixtures played in the leagues just below. As normal, we will round up those in the IFMIA Northern and Southern leagues down there. So let's take a quick look at those. I don't think there's any change, to be honest, but I will have a quick look. In the Northern Premier, Matlock Town, they still lead the way. In the Southern League, Premier Central, my local club's league, Nuneaton Borough, we'll come on to those in a little while. In first position is still Banbury United. They are well and truly storming their way to get promoted. Banbury United, I don't know whether they should be put in National League South, I would say, seeing as Oxford City are in the South. But you never know with these non-league, putting them in leagues and things like that. But Banbury United, well on course to join the National League North or South. Bottom of the league now, Nuneaton Borough. I went to the fixture on Tuesday night. They played St Ives Town. Not the greatest of performances for Nuneaton Borough. A 2-1 loss there. The game yesterday was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch against Biggles Weld. But yeah, Nuneaton Borough in 21st position there. Southern League Premier South. Farnborough still leading the way. The Metropolitan Police are still trying to catch them, but this is getting nowhere at the moment. Isthmian League Premier, we've got Worthing still leading the way there. And that brings a roundup of the non-league section. And next week, I believe there is FA Trophy and FA Vars, and I'm pretty sure there'll be some fixtures in the leagues as well. So we'd be sure to round up the FA Trophy and the FA Vars. But when I come back, it's time to round up and end the show. Really enjoyed this episode, really enjoyed it. Giant killings aplenty in the FA Cup third round. Some fantastic games played across EFL, League Ones and Two, and a massive roundup of non-league football with those teams vouching to get into the Football League or just get to the National League Premier. There's always something in the end sight for these teams, especially in non-league football. Just a massive thank you to each and every one of you that take the time to listen to the All Things Football podcast. A really proud moment for me, and what a fantastic way to start 2022 when I was notified that we are the number one football podcast in the football and sporting category on Good Pods. Good Pods is a fantastic app. If you're really interested in hearing a wide range of different categories of talking points and discussions, Good Pods is a fantastic app. Sign yourselves up, give myself a subscribe on there, and just have a general browse really through all the fantastic podcasts that are available on there. As ever, we are available as well on social media, on Twitter, it's ATF, on Anchor, on Facebook, just search for the All Things Football podcast. And can you believe it? I've even made my way onto TikTok. I'm still working it out, but you can find us on there on the All Things Football podcast. I will be looking probably in the next month or two to try and kickstart our YouTube channel again. I think it's a really good place to put some content on there as well, especially with the rebranding and things like that. And we just got, yeah, I think it's another good platform to have. But a massive thank you to each and every one of you. This has been the All Things Football podcast. My name's Dan, and I'll see you all again next week.